The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. To be frank, I mean, I feel sick reading it, do you know? It's like, I don't know. I was sick to my stomach, but yeah. And somehow this is the good news, do you know? This is the Gospel of the Lord. What's going on here? There's so much going on here. And if we ever were struggling with our own wickedness, so like, you know, today, every day, if we ever were struggling with our own wickedness, it's a great passage for us to review, right? Because we see, I don't know, the growing to crescendo of small things. Yeah, like small wickednesses, small rebellions against God, small untruths, white lies, as it were, right? And then the ego, right? So we can see Herod. He looks very powerful to a lot of people, right? But you see how fragile he is, and how fragile his ego is, such that he's never allowed. He never allows himself. He's never allowed to turn around and say, "Do you know what? I made a mistake." And you think of this, how sick it is, this head on a platter. This is this vile. This is disgusting. And at no point does Herod turn. He can't. He feels that he can't. Right. This is his ego, and it's not just his ego. It's his empire. His empire is built on his ego. His ego is attached to his empire. And he's not willing to suffer the death of being wrong. He's not willing to suffer the death of losing power. He's not willing to suffer the death of losing face. Maybe that's us too. Maybe that's us too. So where are we? And can we allow that to hit us today? I'm telling you, I'm feeling quite sick, but I've not had this experience trying to preach through it, but yeah. But here we celebrate the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. And it's a great and glorious hymn that we sing, this prayer of his martyrdom or his beheading, his passion, whatever you want to call it. And what makes John a martyr here is, yes, it is his standing firm on what is true and what is good.
But he stands firm on that ground because he has claimed Jesus as king. You know, the part of the controversy here between Herod and John is not simply that John has told Herod he's not in a good marriage. It's part of it. But a larger part still is that his condemnation of Herod for that reason is proof that Herod is not God's anointed king, which is what Herod wanted to claim for himself. That's why he was rebuilding the temple. He wanted to be known as, and he wanted to be, God's anointed king, with all probably what he thought the power and prestige that came along with it. But Jesus is God's anointed king, and John knows him, and knows him to be God's anointed king. So he can stand firm in opposition to Herod because Jesus is king, so Herod is not. And again, that's our challenge for today. Who is the king of our life? I mean, who is the king of the world? Who is the king of our life? Who is the king of my heart? And our stories play out according to who we believe the king to be. Is it Herod? Is it some other ruler or leader? Is it some other counterfeit god or false claimant to the throne? The kingship, who is king of my life? Who will I enthrone in my life? And for John, it was Jesus. So he could stand firm in the truth. And he could condemn even the most powerful ruler in the region. Do we have that same strength? I'm not telling you necessarily to go out and, you know, go find the mayor and shout him down. I don't know what rulers and leaders and the rest need to be confronted and challenged and the like today. I mean, I do actually. Like, I know some of them because I have to do some of it. But I don't know what in your life has to be confronted, challenged, I don't know, cast off. But we have to begin with every false claimant to the throne of my heart. What is that? The easy ones are money, power, success, pleasure, and the like. But there are others. What are we living for? What are we living for today? Why did I get out of bed today? Starts to tell something about what's the center of our life? Who is the king of our heart and life? And if it's Jesus, we have courage, we have strength, we have power in his name, not just in his name, in his spirit. Right? We have power in him. We have strength in him to take on whatever task it is that he entrusts to us today. And we don't know what that is. Let's pray. If we don't know where he's leading us, let's pray and turn our hearts and our lives over to him and ask him for the wherewithal to see where he's leading us, where he's guiding us, where he wants us to be, where he wants us to bring his loving, merciful, patient, kind, compassionate rule to life. Do you know what a list? I don't know that list. It's not a list, but kind, compassionate, the rest. It takes people to do that. You think it's like an airy thing. What stern as death is love. It's only love that can stand up to Herod. We see it throughout the story. Nothing else does. Nothing else will. It's only love that can stand firm in the face of Herod. And that's where we're called to be today, my friends. We have to bring God's love to life wherever we go and to whomever we encounter, no matter what the challenges are, no matter what the consequences are.